Hello and welcome to Soul Ignition with your host, Jana, where it is my mission to help you tune into, hone, fully trust your intuition, and take inspired action to create a life that you are so fully and completely in love with. I'll be sharing inspiration from my own life, as well as powerful interviews with some of our top thought leaders in the field of self-development, of coaching, and all heart-centered entrepreneurs that have a story to share, a story to inspire us to tune in, to allow ourselves to be fully led from a place of full faith and trust in the magic, the miracles that come as a result of. We'll be talking about moving through surrender, allowing ourselves the space and time to fully get clear on what we want, and empowering ourselves to have the courage to take the action that our hearts are calling us to create lives and businesses that we love. We'll also deep dive into different elements of business when you're fully led from this space and what that gets to look like when you scale. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm sending you all my love. Jana. Welcome to another edition of your Soul Ignition podcast with Jana. Today, I have the privilege to interview Miss Sarah Francis. She is a peak performance coach and entrepreneur. She lives in Toronto, Canada, and works with spiritual entrepreneurs, dissolving their inner blocks so they can activate a state of flow. We're going to cover a really powerful topic today about the entrepreneurial spirit of the millennial generation, really speaking to the grace and courage that these divine beings, I'm going to call them that because they are really special and so, so gifted, the courage that they embody, which is required of them to be able to go all in, break through paradigms, and create lives and businesses that they love that aren't typically accepted in society, yet they do so with such eloquence. So I'm so excited to hand the mic over to Sarah now. Could you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit more about who you are and what you do?
Thank you so much. And wow, I just have to say, like, that intro, so good. Like, I love just that kind of pre-framing of what we're talking about today, because it really does make a big difference, like, being in a generation where we are kind of starting to, like, break through those social norms that have previously been really ingrained. And the fact that so many more people are waking up to this in all generations right now through that momentum is so incredible. So thanks for having me on today. I'm really excited to chat about it. So a bit about me and what I help people with. Basically, this started as a very personal journey for me. Like, it wasn't something that I ever intended to go into professionally necessarily. It started from, like, me wanting to heal myself internally, because growing up, I suffered from a lot of anxiety and some pretty, like, consistent panic attacks. For me, it was just a case of, okay, conventional therapy, it's kind of helpful, but it's not getting to the root of the problem. I had a lot of questions about, like, why am I here? Why do I feel like I have an enemy in my own head? Why do I feel like I don't have just natural instincts of how to understand my inner world and how to drop in and be able to dissolve these blocks and basically move forward and grow in a more functional way? And so with that in mind, I started looking into yoga and meditation and a lot of alternate, like, healing modalities. And while I started that, I was in a yoga class at one point. We were doing a guided meditation, and it was basically telling us to close down our eyes, not try to hear what's being told to us, but trust that we will hear what we need to hear without actively listening, and taking our felt, like, sensations away from the ground underneath us or the air around us and into our bodies, and just closing down all our senses and drawing it all in. And I just had this experience once that happened of feeling like all these layers had been peeled off, and suddenly this just life force was suddenly very apparent that was, like, shining out from my chest. And I was like, I remember knowing at that point in time, not thinking, but knowing, like, this has always been here and this is the core of yourself. but you've been so distracted with mental noise and emotional baggage and all these things on top of it that you were too distracted to feel it. Mm. And when I felt that, my psyche, like my conditioned self, was so freaked out by that realization because it questioned everything it thought of as its identity that I like jumped up on the mat like it had a nightmare, and I was like, oh my God. And when that happened, like my psyche just snapped right back into place and was like, wow, what a cool spiritual experience, and like compartmentalized it into this mental concept. And so for the next few years, I spent basically the entire time in seeking mode, trying to get back to that state as if it was something that I'd lost and had to regain, when in reality, it was something that I just had to like surrender back into again. And so it took a few more years of unraveling that to realize that I still had that state of being. I still had access to it because it's the foundation for all of my experiences. And so once I was able to do that and start incorporating that into my actual everyday life, rather than just when I'm on the yoga mat or just when I'm meditating, that's when I started jumping into entrepreneurship. And that's when being able to help other people uncover that for themselves, especially when they're starting their own impact-driven businesses, became like my biggest passion.
Oh my gosh. I have full body chills, so much confirmation as I'm listening to you. And I kept hearing this, ask her to share with the listener how old she is.
I am currently 23 years old.
Okay. Yeah. And I want everybody to take a minute and let that sink in. 23 now. How old were you when this first occurred for you? This experience?
15.
Okay. I'm getting full body chills as I say that. And why this is an important point to point out is the level of consciousness that it takes for someone to be able to be so aware and cognizant of everything that she's literally explained, that for me has taken probably the last 10 years studying under one of my spiritual teachers to come to the awareness that she's describing, that's been so intrinsically ingrained in her from such a young age, is why I felt so compelled to have a conversation. Because I'm recognizing that the new generations that are being born into this awareness that we've so, I won't say it's politely, labeled as going against the grain or not normal, they're actually the special ones. I mean, we're all special and unique in our own way, but the important point that I am hearing we need to really take away from is that, you know, the story of children must be seen but not heard. And I'm here to challenge that paradigm right now, because it's quite clear that our children, our future generations, have so much more wisdom and have the capability to really school us on some deep truths. And what you said that was so beautiful that I've been sharing and that I learned from my spiritual teacher is spirituality and a state of beingness in that communion, like that moment that you had, that actually your ego was quite terrified of. Compartmentalized, right? Because that's what happens. What you integrated from that was, it's not about our time in the practice, in the following the dogma and doing the meditation and yoga and all the things to try to attain enlightenment, but rather who are we being every here and now, moment to moment, as that expression always. And what you said was so profound, that at 23, no one's had to teach you this. This came from your own ability to connect, which we all have that ability. I want to be crystal clear, just the older types, we just got a lot of noise that we've been working on releasing. But it sounds quite beautiful to hear that this is all within us. And it all we have to do is really tune in and to foster that connection with self and to really grow our foundations, that inner world piece, and then taking that and implementing it in the outer world, not just as a practice or tactic, but a way of being.
Exactly. That's so well phrased and so true. And yeah, absolutely. Like, this definitely did all come from my own process of first basically just an act of grace, because I didn't intentionally go into that yoga studio being like, I'm going to have a transformational experience today. But then once that happens, once you have that first glimpse of it and have that felt experience for yourself, being able to then make the conscious choice to go back to that reconnection, to find practices that allow you to reconnect with that again and again, because that was the integration for me over those years from 15 to now, was learning how I can actually consciously choose every day to reconnect to that state, because our minds are used to running the show and they have a lot of momentum built up. So you have to actually intentionally go into every day and find practices that work for you in any time and anywhere kind of situations again and again, so that you can then recondition it for yourself. And yeah, like, you're the only person who can do that for yourself. There are guides that can make it easier for you. I definitely read some books along the way and listened to some spiritual teachings that helped me to contextualize it, that helped point me away from certain roadblocks and point me towards certain truths. But at the end of the day, it is only you who can do the work for yourself, because it's such a felt experience. It doesn't matter who you believe or what you believe. It's about, can you have that felt experience for your own life?
Yeah. And if I may reflect, what I'm hearing is this journey is unique to each and every one of us. And it sounds to me that you tuned in and then you were led to the book. You were led to the teacher. You were led to become more inquisitive and to consciously choose every moment to moment to be in that expression of being spirit led, which is why you were spiritual entrepreneurs. Of course, that's your gift. Of course. And that's powerful. And so when I think back, and I am listening to you share on how that very first moment where you had that quote unquote awakening, where it just happened, there's nothing that you needed to do. You didn't have to become worthy enough or set intentions and journal for hours on end. It was just always yours, and you got out of the way and it came through. And what I want to speak to, because of what you just said, the choice, it's moment to moment, day to day, conscious choice. What's interesting is in that moment, had you recognized that it was a choice, you could have done that in that moment going forward, rather than the struggle of how many years it took to realize that there was nothing actually to come back to aside from surrender.
Yeah, absolutely. Allow it.
But your journey was perfect, because now you can teach others the same. So I just keep hearing how those of us that are going through these awakenings, we're helping others collapse time.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, if I had a mentor at that point, I know it would have taken less time. And so it's just a living example that you can get there on your own, in your own timing. However, with the amount of people that are becoming more self-aware now, and that momentum is like being accelerated on a collective level, there's so many opportunities to have pointers and guides that actually collapse those timelines and allow you to accelerate the process without having to go through all of the suffering and the roadblocks and the years of basically doing it in a less effective way in the meantime.
Yeah, that's so powerful. And it really speaks to when each and every one of us choose that path where we are consciously being that spirit-led essence every day, we become the guides and the teachers for those students that really only can learn from us. I'm really clear that the Course in Miracles, as it teaches, like, when the teacher is ready, the student will appear, and vice versa, because each and every one of us has our own unique gifts and our own unique wisdom that's coming from a place that is connected to the highest expression of all that is connected to the consciousness of all that is. And can I learn from one person? Sure. But the person that is going to hit something and integrate it for me in a way that moves me across all time and space is going to hit differently than someone that's maybe teaching at a different level, or there may be a lack of resonance there, and that's all perfect. And so it's just, when we're all in alignment with our spirit-led guidance, we're going to be led to the right teachers. The teachers will be led to the right students. It'll all eloquently work out, because we're not focused on externalism. We're working within the inner world.
Yeah.
So that's really brilliant that you brought that to light, because it's true. And I want to ask you, I want to pose this question to you, but also state it in a way that of a revelation that I recently received of, you know, that we're going through a mass awakening right now for those of you who are listening that don't really understand, like, just listen with an open mind and heart, because the part of you that knows this to be true already has recognized it and will just awaken little aspects of the self. We're going through a mass awakening. People are becoming more tuned into the fact that they're not just a brain and body. This isn't some transient experience and then one day we die, our brain shuts off and like a computer, it's all over. There's a part of us that continues, and that's the essence of self. And so with that, what I'm recognizing, why this conversation is so powerful with your generation, is that these new souls that are being born into this 3D world have this deeper knowing and awareness that they aren't so easily forgetting the way that the previous generations did, because we all remembered when we were little. I was listening to a podcast with Russell Brand, and this one makes me cry every time I say it. And he was with his friends at their home, and he walked by their kids' room with them, and they overheard the 4-year-old talking to the 6-month-old. Mm-hmm. And he might have been 3, because the 3 to 4 is when we transition into ego and we start forgetting. So there was a 3-year-old talking to the 6-month-old, and he was talking to the baby, and he said, "Tell me about heaven, because I'm starting to forget."
Oh my God.
Literally, I can't say it without my entire being just activating. You can probably hear the emotion. Yeah. Because I'm clear that I had that moment of like sheer terror of, oh my God, I'm walking into this world at 4 years old. And I looked around me and I said, what did I do? Where am I? This place is confused and it's scary. Mm-hmm. And so I really resonate with that. And it's just like, this isn't somebody, nobody made that up. They heard this. And these children are so special and so aware. And we are so much more than just a body. And I guess the question is, and the statement is, I'm recognizing that this new generation, and even those of us that are in the previous generations that are waking up, we're not feeling safe going to our governments or to our churches or to the old teachers and guides. Like, the mindset's great, but like, we need substance, we need truth on a cellular level. And I'm recognizing that there are leaders that are being woken up right now, such as yourself, and really I'm stepping into a new role here and speaking about things that I was never comfortable sharing on, because it's like people are walking around and they're like, where do I go, what do I do, what's next? And we can't go backwards. It's like we just got yanked out of the matrix, guys, now what? So if wow. You just reflect to me, is that something that really resonates with you in that generation that you're walking with?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, when I first had these kind of revelations and these glimpses of self-awareness, it was something that I didn't really share with the people around me because I didn't think anyone would resonate with it. I thought that I was basically alone in it. And so I kept it inside and like kept it to a personal process for a long time. But especially coming into this online space and seeing how many people out there resonate with what I'm saying and have had similar experiences of their own, and just sharing their experiences on voice notes on different like social media platforms, like, it's so powerful if you actually think about that you're talking to people around the world, like human beings around the world that are my age, younger, older, it doesn't matter, but a lot of people in my generation, absolutely, like younger and younger, and like some of my students are like literally like 17 or 18, which is crazy. And they have such a high level of self-awareness, and it just blows my mind that I can talk to these people globally, and I can talk to someone who's 40, someone who's 50, I can talk to someone who's 17, and we can have the same kind of conversation about this level of self-awareness and their own journey. And it literally blows my mind on a daily basis. So yes, like, I'm immersed in that every day now through this job, through this career that I've decided to take on. And I'm so like, that's one of my favorite parts of doing this, which is funny because it's not even like necessarily directly to do with the business, but it's so potent and it makes me feel so connected and just alive and excited for what's coming.
Yeah, which then is why your business expands and grows, because we're speaking to the core issues, right? One thing that I learned when I started my business, there's a lot of noise and there's a lot of tactics and practices, and there's a lot of wisdom that does truly support the new souls that are waking up. And because what is mindset? It's cleaning up the chatterbox in the brain, relieving yourself of the disbelief and purifying the mind so that you can hear the truth. And it's interesting that you said the 17-year-olds, because I have a client who mentioned that she had this clear vision come through when she was doing some homework, and she heard that voice come through, the one that you felt on the yoga mat, and she threw her pen at the table, freaking out. And then she started writing again, and she realized that she wants to be of service to that generation of the 17 to like the 25-year-olds that are really embarking on their journey and need guidance and intentionality and living an intentional life and creating a life rather than allowing the life that somebody else tells you is yours to sweep you up in it. And then, you know, suffering 20 years that are so unnecessary. And so it's interesting that you said that, because that I am hearing that that generation is going to be really profoundly impactful in future times for us. We all are, but really there is so much grace, and what you're doing in the world, the work that you are going to be fostering is extremely powerful and impactful. And it's coming from a place of core wounding. And our core wounding, if we attempt to deny that we are spirit, then we deny our deepest, most hurt wounding of separation, which is also a story. It's a delusion, right? So when we're first born into this container, it's that, it's those words, remind me of heaven because I'm starting to forget. That's the, you know, the first trauma is when you're a spirit and you are born into this world. Why do you think we cry? We're so excited to be here. It's traumatizing. Mm-hmm. What is that first core wounding? And if we deny that we are that connection, that expression of our higher power, then all the rest of the stuff is always going to fall flat. But if we start with that core work of strengthening our truth, our essence, our spirit, which is what so beautifully and eloquently has led you, then from there, anything becomes possible.
Absolutely. And it becomes a bit less traumatizing as well, exactly. Living in this world.
Well, it's like we're denying who we really are, and then we're creating a life from that. That doesn't feel good. That doesn't feel aligned. The only, like, this last year has been really beautiful for me in my business, because I really got to a core truth place. So, like, I knew I always was spirit first, but I was afraid to share about it. And when I got over that fear and really owned it in the public is when everything changed for me.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that brings up for me, like, I always talk about how we have the human side to us and the being side to us. Like, just because we have these revelations of self-awareness and remember who we are doesn't mean that we have to throw our human life away. It means that we can actually use that beingness to empower and just play and enjoy the human side of life, where we have responsibilities and relationships and good and bad things that happen to us. And that's not just in our external lives. I even mean internally, good and bad emotions, good and bad thoughts, like all those things. That's just content of our awareness. We have our internal environment that we're witnessing, and we have our external environment that we're witnessing. Mm-hmm. And when we remember that we are that witness, and we have the ability to make all of those environments more playful, more light, less serious, and a lot more functional and less traumatizing in everyday life.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. And I love that. And what would you attribute your success to? You told us a little bit of the background of what inspired you to start your business. What would you attribute your success in starting your business and how it's grown?
I would say that there's no way that I would be able to be talking about this and starting this business and being on this journey if I hadn't done the inner work for myself first. Mm. And even talking about, like, of course there's business strategies, of course there's like creative aspects that requires action, requires like putting your mind to work, because the mind is a tool that we get to use. But the reason that I'm able to do that effectively and able to show up every day effectively is because of that inner work that I've done. And not just inner work, I've mentioned a bit earlier, like not just sitting down and doing like a intense morning routine or meditating every day, but being able to infuse those practices into every moment of my day. Like, it's not like I walk out the door and suddenly it's all just lost and I'm back in my psyche and back up in my head. It's like being able to actually tap in to that felt connection and that felt experience of my core self no matter how busy I am, no matter what's going on in my external life, no matter whether I'm doing an external task or not. And so it was that integration process, which took like quite some time, but for me, but was just so vital to be able to show up and actually take aligned action in business and be able to withstand all of the ups and downs of the duality of entrepreneurship and of like just making something out in the world in general.
Oh, that's really eloquent how you describe that, because the word integration kept coming up as you were sharing. It's the integration of that inner world in application within the practical aspect of the outer world. And so you just so beautifully integrated your moment to moment, day to day experience is an exemplification of that grace. And so that's where the success comes from. Thank you for so wonderfully describing that in a way that's both accessible to the mind, but really shows the deeper inner peace. And it's not just this work that, you know, our this paradigm of coaching has really, well, what does that even mean? When I started, I'm like, what is this work thing? I didn't even understand what journaling was. I didn't understand that in order to build a solid foundation, you go within and you connect and you foster that connection. And then from there, you integrate it into a moment to moment. I can't tell you how many times I used to go to a retreat or listen to a workshop, and it was almost like a drug. It was almost like my way to escape. Like people, I imagine, use yoga or meditation, and then they go back into the world and none of it's integrated. They go back to a way of being that is not in alignment with that grace that they experienced on the mat.
Yes.
When I was in corporate America at a health club, the yoga people were the rudest, meanest people I've ever dealt with. They were so inconsiderate. They would run past the front desk. They would not have the time to check in. They would be so bothered. They couldn't even go to the locker room. They would leave a mess and a fire hazard in the hallway. And they would just, if you even tried to stop them, they would flip out and be the most vile and angry human beings I've ever dealt with. And I was like, this isn't being spiritual. What is this? And I realize it's the only time that they had that they felt safe, that they felt connected to their higher power was on that mat, but that they were failing to integrate that in their lives. They were going back to painful, suffering existences when they weren't in the room. And so they were showing up in ego. They were showing up in pain, and they weren't understanding that the mat wasn't the solution.
Yeah, absolutely. Because our minds can take anything and make it into like an object to be achieved or like a future thing that it puts up on this pedestal and like is something that we think is like salvation for us. And that can even include self-awareness and like core self-integration. So, and that's what something that I let myself do or my psyche like influenced me to do for a long period of time after I had that first glimpse was making spirituality, making self-awareness into a future goal to be achieved or into, like you said, kind of like a drug or addictive thing that's like puts you in constant seeking mode.
Yeah.
And that's just another way that the mind kind of comes in the back door and is like, okay, I'm a spiritual person now, but that itself is a concept and that itself is... Yeah, that itself is something that your mind is taking and like bulking up your identity with. And in reality, the real self-awareness is knowing that identity that you're forming that has to do with your personality and how well respected you are and what a good person you are in real life and like all this stuff, that isn't actually you. How you show up in the world, that's not the core of your identity. That's just the first layer.
So amazing. Well, with that, can you take us through a few challenges that you faced along the way and how you overcame them? I feel that that would really help create some breakthroughs for the listener today.
For sure. So talking about seeking mode, I would say that was my first challenge was once I had kind of that glimpse or got into spirituality in general, knowing how to get from seeking mode to actually knowing that you already have this self-awareness and this like core self within you, this unconditioned self, and being able to surrender into it rather than trying to achieve it. So I'd say that's the first challenge that I overcame was instead, because our minds are used to trying to achieve things. Like we're used to trying and like fighting and all that. And so instead letting go rather than clinging to something, surrendering into something rather than trying to achieve it, that can be the most counterintuitive thing to try to do at the beginning. But that is, I would say, one of the first steps to be able to actually cut through all the bullshit, all the mental noise, everything, and be able to actually start having these felt experiences for yourself. Mm-hmm. So anything that helps you surrender is anything that gets you out of your mind, into your body, into your present moment experience. And so anything that grounds you into your body, whether that's exercise or paying attention to your breath, or doing something that makes you more aware of the felt experience of being in your body, that can be a really helpful way to start to surrender, because the mind can't surrender. So if you're looking for surrender in your thoughts, in your mind, trying to figure it out intellectually, it's not going to happen. It's like literally goes against the nature of the mind to not try to let go, to surrender. And so getting into your body, I'd say, is the first step for that. And then I'd say one of my other biggest challenges was navigating it with relationships, especially when it comes to realizing that it's not actually, it's not your self-awareness that is trying to change other people's behavior or want other people to be a certain way. Even if that is to like match your vibration or like be on a certain level or like engage in certain conversations with you that makes you feel like they understand. And so for me, that was something that I had to work through, because at first when this happened and I still had a bit of a, like what some people call like a spiritual ego, then I wanted other people to meet me there. I wanted other people to not be negative or like to act in a certain way around me. And that was another way that my psyche was trying to assert control over my environment. And so learning that it's actually the most potent practice to allow other people to be at whatever level their journey is, and none of that's bad, and allow yourself to meet them on the layer of being, regardless of on the human layer how they're acting and like how they're showing up and what they like seem to understand about spirituality or not. But knowing that there is a much deeper way to meet someone regardless of what part of their journey they're on, and that wherever they are, that's where they need to be at that moment. And like, that's okay. That was definitely the second biggest layer or biggest milestone for me. Because when I could like do it in myself, I could become present myself. I wanted to extend that outwards to other people, but that was really my psyche trying to exert control over it.
You have no idea how relevant this topic is for this time right now. I just had our Q&A call with one of my training groups yesterday, and this came up so much in relationships, especially marriages. These are, you know, for you were going through it as like an initial awakening. I'm saying that is so powerful, because what you do is you prevent unconscious relationshiping, where even in your spirituality, the spiritualized ego will come into play and attempt to control the external and project out its frustration, which is all it's doing is distracting you from going within again. It's just another layer. It's like every new level has a new devil. Same thing, new layer of ego. And so as you're sharing that, I'm hearing, you know, some of the women in the course initially, it was like, well, is this course really for married couples? Like, you know, that's the ego right there, even questioning it. And this was the biggest breakthrough that came through last night was the three women that had been in 10 plus year relationships, realizing as they were going through this awakening that there was so much resistance to where their partner was. Mm-hmm. And, you know, their partner is a man. So there's a whole nother layer of it there, because men integrate differently. But it's really potent and powerful that at your age, you have this wisdom and this self-awareness to recognize the layers of the ego that are showing up for this. Because I will tell you, and why I want to commend you for this, this wasn't something that was in most people's awareness. And I had this conversation multiple times over the last week. They haven't come to that awareness. And now they have, because we've had the conversation. But to point out at your age, having this level of self-awareness is really powerful and potent. Yeah, and I'm hearing that the new age relationship is going to be completely different. We're redefining relationships, because we're redefining the relationship with self first.
Yeah.
So really powerful. Thank you for that wisdom. It's really beautiful to witness you. And I don't want to harp on age because I recognize that souls have no age, right? But the reason that it's coming up that I'm having to bring this point up over and over, because there will be all different ages and walks of life tuning into this podcast over however many years it's going to be up. And I want to recognize the wisdom that's coming through you at such a quote unquote young age. And that age really at this point is just a concept that it's time to put to rest. So
yeah, for sure. Thank you so much.
Of course. So with that, I want to speak to another piece. We've pretty much covered it, but I always like to ask, when you think of this business, this way of life that you're creating for yourself, you know, why I ask this question is there's a lot of listeners that maybe you at your when you were 15 or me a couple years ago, and I was still trying to figure it out. I knew I wanted to help people. I didn't really understand. And like that brain of mine, of all of ours, tells you every reason why you can't do it, why somebody else has already done it. The market's oversaturated. There's people spewing all sorts of fear-monger stuff out in the world. What I'd like for you to share is your understanding of when we're really fully in alignment and we're honoring our gifts, is it actually ever possible for the market to be saturated?
That's an amazing question. So what comes through for me there is that, and it's kind of something tied back to what we were talking about earlier about how different people will resonate with different people in the process. And that's because we are all vessels for the same message. And doing that means that the vessels will all be different because of past experiences and like cultural reasons and like so many factors that are on the human side of things. And so people will resonate with different vessels of the same message based on where they're at, based on like who they see that reminds them of themselves, and just even the way people explain things in language. So no matter, and this is not just in the spiritual industry, this is like in whatever industry you're in, people will resonate with the same message said in a different way. And so all you need to worry about is attracting your people by being an embodiment of yourself and your own message and how you perceive it. Because by doing that, then it can't be saturated because only you have the ability to be the vessel in that specific way, to transmit the message in that specific way. And that will only resonate to the highest degree with specific people. That won't resonate with like Jill's message and everything like that. So I don't think the market can ever be saturated, especially when we're talking about in like the spiritual industry, if you want to call it that, because we are all vessels for the message, and all of the vessels will transmit that differently so that they can reach the people that need to be reached by that specific way of describing it.
Yeah, that's amazing. I've actually never heard anybody deliver the answer to that question in such a prolific way. And again, so easy to integrate and understand and comprehend, and with so much wisdom. So thank you. That was beautiful. And I'm sure that there's all sorts of things going off in everybody's being right now that's tuning in. And I want to share, if you feel called to connect with Sarah and learn more about her, she's offering us an amazing masterclass. It's called the New Decade Total Alignment Free Masterclass. It'll be in the show notes below, along with ways to follow her on social media and contact her if you feel called to work with her or just simply tune into her energy and see what comes of it. I will be sharing that below. So please do check her out. And before we sign off, I love this question. It's my favorite. If you have the listener walking away with one thing, if they got nothing else out of it, what is the biggest takeaway that you'd like to leave our listeners with today?
That they have nothing that they have to seek. They already have access to this healed, complete, unconditioned part of themselves right now. And so it's just about finding ways to peel back the layers more effectively for their own lifestyle and tap into it, which they can do literally in any moment.
Amazing. Yet again, another beautiful statement by the amazing Sarah Francis. And so If you haven't subscribed, please do so below. We will be releasing podcast episodes weekly, sometimes two a week, depending on how spirit is moving us. Thank you so much for tuning in. What an amazing episode. Thank you so much for being with us.